In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Like any good detective, ER doctors need to follow the evidence.
Her injury happened so quickly, so there's already a little bit of mystery building up with what this is.
Whether it's mysterious fragments embedded in a wound.
I want to be like Nancy Drew, figure out what these are.
A knee ravaged by an incurable disease.
That's a freaking lot of fluid.
Or an injury that seems to defy logic.
There's concrete embedded into the wounds that I can't get out.
When we have questions.
You swallowed your princess? How'd she taste?
I taste good.
Your answers.
And so it just shattered in your hands?
Yeah, like my hand went through.
Just might save you.
He could ultimately lose his foot.
From an absolute nightmare. First impressions in the ER can be deceiving. Whether it's someone who looks perfectly fine that's dealing with a potentially life-threatening problem, or new information that sends us back to the drawing board for a treatment plan. That's why we ask so many questions about your ailment and medical history, so we can get to the root of the problem faster. So let's talk about toys. Today's toys are so freaking cute. You just want to eat them up. And for 4-year-old Mavis at our Killeen facility, that's exactly what she did. And I need to get the scoop.
She had told me that she swallowed her baby doll's body. She was supposed to be taking a nap, but she came in from her room and swallowed the baby. I have heard that you swallowed us like a baby. You swallowed your princess?
Oh.
How'd she taste?
I taste good.
Oh, so she got that. Okay, so how big is your princess? As big as your shoe?
Yeah.
Bigger? How'd you swallow that?
No.
That's really big.
That's big.
Yeah. I'm impressed by how you're sitting there. So, did you take her head off? And then you just swallow the body?
Yeah.
You did? Really?
Yeah.
Have you done this before?
No.
Okay. The body is like that. Oh, okay.
Researchers have found that over the last 20 years, foreign body ingestions in children have actually doubled. Most of these objects are harmless. 80% of them will just pass right through you. But there are some things that kids swallow that can be really dangerous. Button batteries, for instance, you know, the ones that are shaped like a coin, if they get stuck inside, they can burn through tissue in just 2 hours, which can be fatal. If a child swallows more than one magnet, they can cause serious damage to the stomach and intestines. Basically, the magnetism pulls them together inside you, messing with blood flow and possibly creating puncture wounds. So knowing exactly what your kid just swallowed is important for us at the ER.
Are the arms attached to the body, or are they off to the side? That specific one, I'm not sure.
I'm happy Mavis is moving and talking and breathing so well. If she did swallow something, it's not currently causing a problem, but you cannot be too careful when it comes to a potential obstruction of the airway. I have to find out if there's something in there.
So the biggest fear when kids swallow things is obviously getting it into the windpipe. So I think we should do a chest x-ray, which will look to see if there's any foreign body in the trachea. And sometimes we can see something in the esophagus or the stomach. So what do you think about taking a picture of your chest?
Yeah.
Can I listen to your chest?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you take a nice deep breath like this?
Oh, I like it.
Wow, that was good. I'm going to keep it here and not blow. Look. Wow. You do it again?
Yeah.
Go. Wow. Can you roar like a lion? Go. That was really good. Can you do it again? Can you open your mouth really wide and stick up your tongue? Oh. I'm going to go ahead and put that x-ray in. And we'll take a look. And then we'll just see what we see. You're awesome. Oh.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so for Mavis, I want to make sure that the foreign body isn't in her trachea or windpipe.
It doesn't hurt. That's a picture.
My first step is to put in an x-ray. If the toy is radio opaque, we'll see it on the x-ray. You can't judge a book by its cover, know where a swallowed doll went without an x-ray, and you can't judge a wound by its size. At our South Austin location, 32-year-old Bailey sustained what looks like a small injury. It's only about a quarter of an inch, but it's hiding a mystery. Dr. Steven Elsbecker is already extracting a bit of unidentified debris that was lodged inside. And now the question becomes, what other secrets could this wound be hiding?
So my dad and I were putting some plywood up in my attic. And he needed to take the springs off of the door so that he could hand me the wood up through the opening. So when he took the bolt off, the springs kind of flew back at me and caught me right in the shin. I don't really know the extent of what happened. I could obviously see that there was a pretty big gash and blood, and that it was deep, but I know they got something out of the wound when I first got in here.
So basically, the spring came loose, snapped back, and hit her in the leg. There was some debris in the wound itself, and the injury happened so quickly that she's not quite sure where it came from, or whether it was from the environment, or a piece of her own bone. So there's already a little mystery building up with what that debris might have been.
Behind every ER doctor is a true detective. And when Dr. Elsbecker is not tearing up the streets of Austin on his beloved road bike, he's glad to put his Sherlock Holmes hat on in the name of medicine. You see, when a good mystery hits the ER, everyone has an opinion, including the Watson in this case, Townsend, the radiology technologist.
Inspecting the wound, we pulled some fragment, which to me, I thought it was bone.
But the person most interested in what came out of Bailey's leg is, well, Bailey.
I kind of want to look at what came out of my leg, what it is they pulled out.
While Dr. Elsbecker isn't exactly sure what the foreign body is, he does have an idea what it isn't.
Well, quite large.
It's a little bit bendy and flexible.
Yep.
And bones certainly would not
right.
bend like that.
Yep.
So it seems like that spring carried something into the wound.
Right.
And there's a little bit of a mystery as far as what that is and how the heck that spring carried it into your leg. So even if that is just debris from the outside environment, that was forceful enough to cause the wound and embed the debris in her skin. So we're going to get an x-ray. And that x-ray might show extra debris, and if there is, where it is.
I want to be like Nancy Drew, figure out what these are. It's a mystery.
All right, let's take a look at that leg.
The worst case scenario, if we don't do our due diligence and leave something behind, is it could get really infected. If that were the case, she could require additional treatment in the ER or operative intervention to remove whatever was left behind.
I'm a little nervous. You know, I don't like the idea of anything kind of floating around in my leg.
Ultimately, when a patient has a concern, we have to take it seriously.
But my gut is telling me that it's more than just a cut.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
At Signature Care Emergency Center in Austin, Texas, our resident Sherlock Holmes, Dr. Steven Elsbecker, has pulled some mystery shards out of Bailey's leg. And there could be more.
The x-ray might show us where the debris or those extra bits are.
So Dr. Elsbecker ordered an x-ray to see if there are more unidentified objects or even bone fragments that broke off when her leg was hit by an attic door. And the results are in.
So you have tibia, the fibula, the impact was mid-shaft. And so what we're looking for is possible fracture, possible foreign body.
From the looks of it, it looks clear. The bone looks fine.
With no more debris found in the wound, Dr. Elsbecker is now confident he can repair the injury without complications.
So I looked over your x-ray, and there wasn't anything left behind, and nothing broken, nothing missing out of the bone itself.
So those little chunks that were in there, like I said, they look like there's some sort of plastic remnant from what was around that hinge. Bit of a mystery, but fortunately it doesn't seem like it was anything from you.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just going to be probably one or two stitches. You're a little pinched and a little burned with this medication, okay? Just do your best not to kick me in the face. After the wound is cleaned, the last step is closure.
I don't like to see really blood. You know, I don't pass out or anything like that, but yeah, I don't do too well with that.
We've seen some pretty wicked lacerations in the ER. Some patients are intrigued by seeing inside their body. Others refuse to even look. And sometimes, just a small glance at that quarter-inch cut makes the patient almost pass out.
I put my head back, close my eyes, deep breaths. I don't want to see it.
I felt it a little bit, and I'm just thinking about it, which is not a good idea.
I felt one of the stitches going in, which made me kind of lightheaded.
It's not unusual for a patient to get dizzy during a procedure. The cause can be something as simple as low blood sugar. We give patients juice because it has simple sugars that are absorbed quickly to bring their blood sugar up.
It screams, I'm an adult like juice box.
You can just leave the dressing on for the remainder of the day. You can take it off this evening, and then we'll see you back here in 10 days to get the stitches out.
Okay.
If you notice any redness, swelling, pain getting worse, or any drainage from the wound, that would be a reason to come back earlier.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I can.
You can put weight on it, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So what was in the wound? It's still a little bit unclear. But anytime something with that velocity hits the bone, it can cause a bony injury, whether it's a fracture, a chip off the bone, or a contusion to the bone itself.
Thank you.
The good news is that she's on the path to healing.
Back at our location in Killeen, our little doll swallower, Mavis, is getting chest x-rays. Despite the fact that she's not showing any real symptoms,
all right, she can put her shirt back on.
We still need to be careful that the doll was not aspirated or sucked down the windpipe. And if it's stuck in her esophagus, you know, the food tube, a toy can create tears in the tissue.
Oh, you want to go see what your picture looks like?
Sure.
Okay. I'll show
you. What's that?
That is your chest. That's your heart. These are all your bones. Your ribs. Look at that. Okay, you want to go get your lollipop?
Yeah.
Okay.
For my next test, I need to evaluate Mavis's swallow function, and this candy seems like the best way in.
It's a lollipop. You just suck on it. Just don't. Don't bite it. Don't bite it. There you go. Can you take it out for a second and just swallow? Does that feel good? Swallowing? You can swallow that fine, right? So, yeah. It's pretty, isn't it?
Yeah.
High five. Oh, you're so good.
I didn't see anything that looked like a doll-sized foreign object in the x-ray, but one of our radiologists needs to weigh in. Radiologists specialize in diagnosing ailments with medical imaging technology like x-rays, MRIs, and ultrasounds. They are specifically trained to interpret those diagnostic images down to the pixel. They will recommend treatment options and additional tests. And sometimes, they see what we don't.
So I got the radiology report back. The radiologist saw on the left lung something that looks like radiolucent. But it's not really definitive. Like, we don't really know exactly what that is. It could just be an air bubble in the esophagus. So what we typically do in these cases, because she looks awesome, and she's not having any problems breathing, clearly not having a problem swallowing. is that we recheck them in about 3 days. I love where you put your stickers. That's really pretty. So again, if she starts like vomiting or starts complaining of abdominal pain or something that doesn't seem normal for her, then have her come back.
Would
she need surgery to get her?
Yeah.
If it's in her lung, it wouldn't be surgery per se. It would be where they would sedate her and look with a scope and grab it. They can pull it out. But I have a lower suspicion of that because she's breathing. I mean, she's like doing great. But there's always that slim chance that there could be something there based on what we saw in the x-ray.
I wish I could send all my patients home skipping like Mavis. But sometimes, even walking can be a challenge. The average person walks about 110,000 miles in their lifetime. That's like circling the earth 4 times. But at our Midland location, Josh from Stanton, Texas, has sustained a unique injury to his foot while on the job that's not only going to affect his daily step count, it could have a devastating effect on his life forever.
Well, I have concrete in this wound. They cleaned this one out a little bit. It was covered in concrete. I've got concrete that goes through these right here, right up in here, and then in these two big ones right here, there's concrete splattered in them.
And the first question we had, obviously, is how did Josh get hardened concrete inside of his right foot?
2 days ago, while I was at work, I was cleaning out a 18-wheeler trailer. It had dried concrete in it and liquid that was in the bottom of the tank. I was in the water for about 10, 15 minutes trying to clean the concrete out, hitting it with jackhammers, stuff like that. And then I just started noticing my foot started hurting real bad. So when I went to go pull my foot out of the water, I actually just pulled the top part of my boot without the sole out of the liquid in the tank. They'd mixed some kind of chemical in it that they didn't tell us about. What I think was mixed with it would be like acid or something caustic, like a dissolvent. Concrete got up into my shoe and I guess collected on the already wounded spots that I had that had been burned away. And I'm a little jittery just from it hurting. It actually literally dried into the wounds on my feet. There's concrete embedded into the wounds right here that I can't get out.
Add to that, the wounds have filled with hardened cement, a combination that Dr. Mark Malden has never seen before in his 34 years of practicing medicine.
I've certainly seen chemical burns before, not where the concrete was still kind of in the wound, almost like burned into the top of the foot. This was an unusual presentation.
We see chemical burns pretty often in the ER as a result of contact with drain cleaners, bleach, and even acid. Compared to receiving thermal burns, you know, like the ones from fire or something hot, amputation is 3 times more likely with a chemical burn. So chemical burns are bad enough without being set in concrete.
Well, right now, it's definitely infected. He had developed a little cellulitis. He had some swelling to the top of the foot. It was quite painful. We put an IV in. We checked some labs, gave him some antibiotics, and then gave him pain medicine through the IV.
As the first line of defense against worsening infection, Dr. Malden wants the wound to be properly cleaned. But with an injury of this magnitude, Josh will need to be taken to a burn center for specialized treatment as soon as possible.
Okay. I just don't want to hurt you.
I don't think you can do much more hurting than I've already done to it myself.
The concern is that if the foreign body, the concrete, the debris from the job site doesn't get cleaned off, then the infection will just get worse. And then he could end up, ultimately, perhaps lose his foot.
I'm gonna just wrap it up for now.
Can you put one right here too?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry about that.
No. Don't apologize. Sorry.
It's your fault, ma'am.
No, but it's painful.
We gave him pain medicine through the IV in hopes that it would be enough to allow us to debride the wound here in the emergency department, but he just did not tolerate it. So he needs to go to a burn center where they can put him to sleep and then adequately clean it out and check the depth of the burn to see if maybe he has some third-degree burns also.
While a first-degree burn only damages the outer layer of skin, or epidermis, a third-degree burn destroys both the outer layer and the dermis, the layer beneath.
What I did was is just to cover it up for now, okay? Until you get to Lubbock.
I'm just going to have an ambulance take me up there, and then they're going to come pick me up from up there.
All righty. Sounds good.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right. You take care.
As Josh heads immediately to a burn center for more comprehensive treatment, another painful case has arrived at our Killeen location. I'm treating an older gentleman that has sustained a laceration right on the kisser.
I was parked in the academy parking lot. I come around the front of the car and I just fell. And next thing I know, I'm down on my face and I feel the blood dripping out of my lip and a hunk of skin that's hanging, just painting the lip.
In addition to his lacerated lip, Noel used his hands to break his fall.
I can see a little bit of bruising there. Does that hurt when I press on it, though?
No.
And he's experiencing some swelling and tenderness in his wrists. So after I repair his lip, we'll need x-rays to make sure he didn't break any bones.
It looks like your lip took the brunt of it. It's definitely gaping.
You just cut that skin off?
No. We're going to put it back together.
Oh,
Yeah. If I cut that skin off, you'd have like a big divot in your lip.
Awkward.
When we get that repaired and lined up, it's going to feel like a normal lip again.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
The lips have over a million nerve endings and are easily one of the most sensitive parts of the body. This is why babies put absolutely everything in their mouth. The lips provide a lot more information than the other senses. Even the fingertips are 100 times less sensitive than the lips. So lip injuries can easily dial the pain up to 11.
All right, I'm just gonna put that over. Okay. All right. I'm going to lay a little flat here, okay? There we go. Perfect. So he had a pretty good laceration to his lip. And the lip lacerations can be pretty tricky because when they're with the vermilion border, you have to line it up really well. There you go. A little pinch and a burn here, okay? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, you did do a number on your lip here. You've got actually two cuts. We're just gonna numb up this area real quick. There we go. That's the other cut. Now for the fun part. All right. Is that okay like that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You might feel some pulling. Okay. It's a very tiny suture. Smallest and thinnest that we have. This one actually dissolved, so you won't actually have to come in and get it removed. It's coming together nicely. I think we might need just a couple more and then we're almost done. All right, go ahead and smile for me again. Good. Okay, you can relax. Good.
I think you did really well. I think it came together very nicely, so yeah, sounds good.
All right, you got it stitched up. They want to take an X-ray of the wrist, and I should be out. I'm sorry I fell here. Love you. Bye bye.
Please return here if you have any worsening pain, swelling, or any other concerns for you.
While the lip repair went well, a funny thing happened before Noel went to get x-rays. Noel pulled a Houdini.
Where'd he go?
Did he leave?
And disappeared before getting his wrist x-rayed.
So, yeah, that sometimes happens.
Yeah.
It's called elopement.
Elopement is when a patient leaves a healthcare facility unnoticed and unsupervised. It happens in ERs, hospitals, and nursing homes all over the U.S. For patients with decreased mental capacity due to medication, mental health issues, or even traumatic injury, these people are at risk for serious harm, and there have been many cases that have even resulted in death. And Noel's whereabouts has us scratching our heads.
Do you think... Did he leave? I don't know. Or is he in the bathroom? Maybe he's in the bathroom. It happens.
There he is.
There you are.
Phew. Mystery solved.
We thought you were in. Out on us.
I know. Here, come on in.
Now we can take the x-rays to make sure Noel didn't fracture any of the bones in his wrist.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he has any fracture to the carpal bones, his metacarpal bones, and his radial bone looks great, actually. So he didn't break anything, and the only thing he did was really cut up his lip, and that was a good repair, and I think it came together really nicely.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We did 8.
We definitely did a lot. It should heal just fine. You might be a little sore tomorrow, though. So.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
On the face, you have about 24 hours to come in and get it repaired because there's so much vasculature, you know, above the neck. But some of these, they develop infections and abscesses. And so if you wait too long, the complication rate's a lot higher.
Well, it's so nice taking care of you, and we'll get your paperwork.
It's not nice seeing you.
I know, and I hope I don't see you again in the emergency room, but, you know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Take care.
A lot of times, we see patients that are dealing with chronic issues that manifest into painful emergencies time and time again. Like I said before, getting a detailed medical history from our patients can kickstart our treatment plan. At our location in Killeen, Texas, a woman's painful battle with lupus, a chronic inflammatory disease where the immune system attacks the body, has brought her to the ER. And Dr. Mike Hasegawa will be fighting it off on the front lines. And I swear, the guy's always draining fluid.
Filled that one up pretty quick, huh?
Mary from Copper's Cove, Texas, has come in with a painfully swollen knee.
And how come you have pain in your knees?
I have lupus. Lupus is an autoimmune disease, and it attacks my joints and my organs. But this is the first time this has ever happened.
Lupus is a devious disease that affects people of all ages, from newborns to grandmas. It's kind of like your body is betraying you. Your own immune system can't differentiate between normal healthy cells or the bad stuff like viruses and bacteria. So it attacks everything from the joints and skin to major organs like the kidneys, heart, lungs, and even the blood.
You can see the noticeable difference in the two knees. That knee is laying down all flat, and that knee is like, ooh, look at me. It hurts a lot. Anytime from a sitting to a standing to whatever, it hurts.
From what I understand, you've never really had swelling in the knee before, so infection's kind of at the top of my list. Mm-hmm. Having some fluid in there is one of the parts of it, and I can feel the fluid in here, like I'm just pushing it. Is the fluid infected is the question? It might be the cause of a lot of this pain.
When the joint fills with fluid, the pressure that builds on the nerves in the area can become excruciatingly painful. If this swelling and inflammation sticks around for long enough, it can lead to muscle atrophy. Essentially, the muscles will waste away.
So what we're doing today is called an arthrocentesis, basically fancy word for needle going into a joint, taking off the fluid. One thing we're trying to evaluate here is infection, and hopefully get your pain better.
Exactly.
Perfect. First things first, I'm gonna put some numbing medicine in there. The numbing medicine burns a little bit. So poke and burn, okay?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, poke.
That is definitely not the fun part.
1, 2, 3, poke. Yeah. Now we're going to be just taking some fluid out, okay?
Well, there it comes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So overall, I like the color that's coming out of it, okay?
Okay.
This is kind of normal, not infected color.
Cool. I like that.
Yeah, exactly. I've had some knee taps where I'm basically pulling out pure pus. That's an extreme kind of bad infection. Hers
looked pretty darn clear. It was clear, straw-colored yellow, and that's pretty much like a standard healthy fluid.
That's a lot of fluid.
Mm-hmm. I can feel your knee shrinking.
Oh, yeah. I can dig it.
Do you need another?
I need another one, yeah. Okay.
Jeez. Wait, I like perfect. That. That's a freaking lot of fluid.
Round two.
Get it out.
For this, we're going to send to the laboratory.
While the fluid does look healthy, it's always a good idea to get it analyzed at the lab to confirm that the joint is not infected.
Okay, so let's see. Officially, that's like 30 cc's that came out of you.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
30 cc's, or cubic centimeters of fluid, is only about an ounce, so it won't quite fill a shot glass. But when that much excess fluid is in your joint, just ask Mary. It can be extremely painful.
I tried to bend your knee. I bet you'll feel a little bit better with it.
Look at there. It even looks different.
Yeah, right?
That's a lot better. Look at my knee now. They almost look the same.
Yeah, that's a lot of fluid.
That just is a lot.
One spot.
Yeah.
So the worst case is really in terms of an infection. Now, if there's an infection in that joint, it's really going to destroy that socket. It's called septic arthritis, and the treatment is almost always surgical. Now, if there is any glimpse of an infection there, we'll catch it on the sample that we sent to the laboratory.
I can walk out of here. That's amazing, you know? See, I'm looking good, right?
See you, Mary.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, take care.
Another satisfied customer walking out of the ER on their own. But for a few of the patients we saw, their road to recovery is not yet complete. Remember Josh, who sustained chemical burns? Once he left the ER, he had to undergo surgery to remove the concrete that hardened inside of his foot.
Well, I left Signature Care, escorted out by ambulance to UMC Hospital to their burn unit. I stayed there for 2 days. They skin grafted to cut the concrete out of it. They use a laser to do it, and it cuts just little layers of skin.
First, the specialist used a surgical laser to remove the embedded cement and burnt tissue. Then, artificial skin grafts were placed over the surgical sites. This artificial skin is made of collagen, an essential protein found in the body that helps new skin cells grow back.
The skin graft was pulling the minute pieces of concrete, the rock, the hardened pieces actually out of the skin, and they did 3 of them consecutively on my foot and then did scrubbing to clean the rest of it out. Found out it was a 3rd-degree burn on my foot and did muscle and nerve damage on it. So I have some of my nerves in my toes. When I try to move my toes, my whole entire foot like literally locks up and everything. The spots that are wide open right now that are still covered with my falsified skin are the spots where I have the nerve and muscle damage in my foot. The white stuff on here is a ointment that I have to put on it to keep it moist at all times, because if I let it dry out, the skin, nerves, and muscles will not heal right. These white spots right here are 3rd-degree burns through all 3 layers of my skin. If you can tell, this black in the middle of these are actually my muscle, nerves, and tendons that it ate into. Been healing for about 3 weeks now.
He still has a long road to recovery. Josh avoided the worst possible outcome because he could have easily lost his foot.
They told me I should be fully healed up in 3 to 6 months.
Now, there's another familiar patient back at our facility in Killeen. It's Mavis, the 4-year-old with an appetite for dolls. My colleague, Dr. Elsbecker, will be the lucky one to get the Mavis experience, because I'm already bone deep in a wound sustained from a run-in with a glass coffee table.
When I looked at my finger, I was like, oh, yeah, it's pretty deep. I don't want my finger falling off.
Wow, it went pretty deep here.
It went almost down to the bone.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't see jars of glass or anything like that in there. We irrigated it pretty extensively earlier. That looks like a good clean job there.
So unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to see Mavis for her follow-up. Dr. Mike Hasegawa is also busy. And yeah, you guessed it.
He opted to not have it numbed, so kind of a tough guy. So we're gonna drain this out. Okay.
Yet again, Dr. Mike Hasegawa is draining fluid and blood from a patient after he sustained an injury to his ear while doing some Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
It's an injury to the cartilage. As part of the healing process, it bleeds everywhere. So we're trying to drain that blood out of there.
See? He loves it. So for little Mavis, our resident Sherlock Holmes is now on the case, Dr. Steven Elsbecker. And for him, it'll be elementary.
So today Mavis came in for follow-up of a possible aspirated foreign body or ingested foreign body. And that's something that either went down into the lungs or down into the GI tract.
We're gonna let the doc see you real quick, and then we can go get your snacks, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'll come get you, okay?
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
So just looking over the x-rays from when you guys saw Dr. Rose a few days ago. Since then, she's been spry like this and playful and running around, no issues.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to repeat some x-rays today just to see if there's any suspicion for stuff for being there. The likelihood that she inhaled anything with her acting like this is very, 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 very low.
Yes.
Extrapolate out as many varies as you want there. Take a really deep breath. Do it again. Last time.
If she did aspirate little Dolly, she most likely would have symptoms. Choking, coughing, difficulty breathing. And if it was stuck in her esophagus or bowels, it's the same story. She might be vomiting, drooling, develop a fever, or have abdominal pain.
Look at that. All right, girl.
So since her first visit, she's been doing really well and she hasn't had any symptoms. Our suspicion for anything bad is a lot lower now that we've had the luxury of time.
It's looking good for Mavis, but the real proof will be in the x-rays.
So Dr. Rose, who saw the patient initially, wanted her to come back for repeat imaging, which we did today. And fortunately, it didn't show anything in the lungs or in the gut.
So hey, nothing but good news for you guys. So the radiologist said the same thing that we discussed before, that didn't see any foreign bodies in what we imaged in the chest or the belly.
So we had quite a long talk with Mom today about what to expect going forward. We didn't see anything obvious on x-ray, which doesn't mean there's nothing there. It just means it's unlikely that there's something there. We did talk about what to expect if and when it passes. But the good news is she'll be able to go home today and follow up with her pediatrician, and she should do really well.
No more baby doll heads.
No, please.
And just like that, little Mavis heads back to resume life as a boisterous four-year-old.
Bye. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.